So you're saying that North America found you a brand new two-bedroom
apartment
in Redondo Beach,
mm-hmm.
and that it rented for
$46.50 a month. And my girlfriend, this Gwen Thomas that I told you about,
mm-hmm.
she had two children,
mm-hmm.
and my mother was to take care of the two children when we went to work. So we lived upstairs in the apartment. It was a four-unit,
mm-hmm.
two one-bedroom, and then there was two double bedrooms on top of each other. We lived in the big one upstairs, and she lived in a single one downstairs with her two children. Her husband was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, was gone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'd go to work, Mother would come downstairs with me, and she'd go in and take care of Gwen's children.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to work together. And her apartment was $42.50
uh-huh.
for the one bedroom. But they were brand new, and it was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we moved in the, it was the 17th of December, and we didn't have, some reason or other, all the lights weren't on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have our stove yet. We used an electric percolator to heat soup that first night, and it was raining. Cats and dogs, and there was no men around to help us move,
mm-hmm.
and when I moved, I got a regular furniture movers to move what I had from Los Angeles, and it was just before Christmas, and the movers stole all my Christmas tree ornaments, everything, just, she couldn't buy them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because of the war?
The war, yeah, and I had ornaments that I had had since 1930,
mm-hmm.
real pretty ones, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything was gone, lights, everything.
This was a woman who was the mover?
No, it was a moving company.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't know whether it was Mayfair or what moving company,
mm-hmm.
but they stole all the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
I was unhappy about that.
Yeah.
So.
And this was in 43?
Yes, December 43.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And were you still working on the de-icer then?
No.
By then you were there?
By then I was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, even though we had a nice house to move into, there was no men around to help us move, you know, and it's a job to move,
mm-hmm.
all by yourself,
mm-hmm.
just women.
Mm-hmm.
And then this friend that lived downstairs, myself, we walked down to the pier and we bought some, I don't know, fish or hamburgers or what, walked back in the pouring down rain. It was really raining, so we were kind of discouraged, but at least we had a nice house to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to find a ride,
mm-hmm.
which was no trouble. And the they had that all arranged through the plant, too. They could find your ride.
Mm-hmm. Now, in each of these cases, was there some office that you went to have these kinds of things taken care of?
Yes. I don't know what it was called, but there was a place where you could go in the plant where you could say you needed a ride where
mm-hmm.
you lived, and then they would get you in contact with someone. So I never had any trouble getting rides
mm-hmm.
because there was a lot of people that lived here that worked there.
So you carpooled with someone?
Yeah.
To mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice, too, because previous to that, I had to go on the streetcar and the bus,
mm-hmm.
and this was much nicer. It took 20 minutes, I think, to get from here to North American in a
mm-hmm.
car,
mm-hmm.
going by car in a carpool.
Were you on day shift the whole time you were working?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Till I went back later after the war, and then I worked nights
mm-hmm.
for a while.
But during the war, you were strictly days?
Strict days,
uh-huh.
10 hours a day, until the last year,
mm-hmm.
Until the invasion of Europe. And then when that ended,
mm-hmm.
then they put us on 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
See, we were still fighting Japan.
Right.
So I remember what a sad day it was when Roosevelt died.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work when we heard it. Everybody was unhappy about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like the war was very much a part of your daily life.
Oh, it was.
I mean,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What other ways did it affect you besides, you're talking about people reacting to news and things. I guess it was rationing.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. There was meat
mm-hmm.
and bacon and butter and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Did that cause any problems for that?
No, because there was myself and my mother and my daughter, so we had three to pick from for sugar and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got awfully tired of lamb. You could get lamb when you couldn't get anything else.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a car, so I had to carry groceries from the store.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't bad.
Now, you were working 10 hours a day, how many days a week?
Five, and sometimes extra on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
When they needed us.
Did you get overtime for this?
Yes, on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
We got overtime. I don't remember what, but we did get overtime.
When did you find time to do things like go to the bank and shop and things?
I didn't go to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I just cashed my check and used it.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to the bank.
Where
I didn't have
you,
to.
Where could you cash it?
At the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right down here in Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get off the bus, I'd get out of the car and stop there and buy the groceries and then come home on Fridays because that was our check day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my, by that time, I had my divorce and my ex-husband was paying $40 a month support for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a lot, but it helped.
Were you able to save any money, or?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. I got a little when we sold the house. I think I only got $1,000, and I did put that in the bank, but I was living in L.A. at the time of the divorce, so I put it in the bank at, Santa Barbara and, would it be, does Normandy cross? Anyway, near where we lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go in and get that out. Of course, I used some when my mother had to have an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only banking
uh-huh.
I did.
So most of your money went to...
For living. For plain living.
Mm-hmm.
Groceries, rent, gas, lights.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need one, really.
Mm-hmm.
So no telephone at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to pay water, gas, and water. No, we didn't have to pay water. It was paid for by the people that owned the house. I could have bought that whole chain of houses, those four apartments, for $18,000. Now, the last time they were sold, it was $250,000, I think.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wish I'd been able to buy one way back then. But that sounded like a fortune at that time.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably it, everything even...
It doesn't seem possible that things have gone up so much. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I first moved here, I thought this was like coming to... This was almost as bad as Mojave. It was like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Redondo wasn't that much of a place, and the front downtown wasn't too nice.
Yeah.
And, of course, there was no husband or anybody around, no men around.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was raining so hard, and I just thought this was an awful place.
Mm, yeah.
And to get any place, you had to go clear into L.A., you know.
Uh-huh.
And at that time... Downtown shopping was usually where you went. Of course, we went to Englewood a lot. We did a lot of our shopping in Englewood.
Uh-huh. Did your, now your mother had moved down from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And did she drive or
no.
anything like
no.
that?
No. Uh-huh. She's never driven a car.
Uh-huh.
No.
Did she, what kinds of things did she do while you were there? You said she...
She did the cooking and
the, cooking?
The housekeeping and
mm-hmm.
looked after Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was wonderful having her with me. So she stayed with me until after I got married the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went, then she took a job in Sacramento working for a banker taking care of his invalid mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that for about 3 years, and then at the end of 3 years she and my dad got back together again.
And you had mentioned earlier that they had separated
mm-hmm.
for a while. When was that? Did that happen?
Oh, my. That was before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked for a lady in San Francisco taking care of her invalid mother for a while. And then from there she came down here and stayed with me.
How old was she, roughly? Do you know when they separated? Or?
She wasn't terribly old. She must have been... What was she? In her 50s?
Mm-hmm. Did that have an effect on you at all? I mean, how did you feel about that?
Well, I was one of the instigators of her leaving Dad because he wasn't working and she was out working and trying to take care of the home and the children and everything. And so I took one of the, when I was still in Mojave, I took one of my brothers
mm-hmm.
to come and live with me, and my oldest brother took one of the brothers
mm-hmm.
to live with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mother went out and got a job. Broke up the home.
Mm-hmm.
But then later my father got sick. He had a heart condition, and Mother said it was her duty to go back. So she went back and made a home for him.
Mm-hmm.
Until he was drowned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talked about that happening the last time. I think we got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, she separated from him, and you had sort of felt that it was a good thing that she...
Well, I thought it would be easier on her living with me than working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking care of an invalid isn't easy.
No. Yeah.
Even though she loved the little lady and mm-hmm. she liked the people she worked for, but it was nicer being with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been very close
mm-hmm.
ever since I was knee-high.
Yeah. Well, you were saying that, so that was just the two of you living there together. What kinds of things, the easiest way to do this is if you just describe what a typical day would be like for you during the war.
Working. Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Coming home, mother always had dinner mm-hmm. ready for us. Then we'd just sit around and listen. We didn't have television, it was just radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'd go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'd, and on Saturdays, we'd go into L.A. once in a while,
mm-hmm.
look around.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. And then we had company a lot because my brothers would sometimes come.
Mm-hmm.
And there was other friends who were in the service that would drop in once in a while, unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. So, and I was having dates.
Uh-huh. I was going to ask you about that. How long was it after you came out here that you started dating?
Let's see, I started to work in April, and by about August, September, I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, I was divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got my divorce while we were still in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I started dating,
mm-hmm.
going to USO dances and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. When did you, was that a decision that you just, how did you come to the decision to start going out again? Did you?
I was just asked out.
Uh-huh.
Was that easy?
You decided to go ahead and...
Why not? Yes,
yeah.
I was young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wasn't sour,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And I had hoped to get married again someday.
Uh-huh.
So that was easy.
Mm-hmm. So you were dating, and you went to the USO dances and things?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the USO that you went to?
I don't know whether it's called a USO or not, but at where Harvard General Hospital is, you know those barrack type buildings? They
mm-hmm.
had dances there.
Mm-hmm.
Went there a couple of times. They'd pick us up in a big army truck and take us.
From where were they from?
I don't know where the... They must have been stationed at Long Beach, not Long Beach, San Pedro, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
At, what's the name of that?
At Terminal Island around there?
Well, it's not Army anymore, but it was at that time.
MacArthur?
Yeah, I guess that was the name of it, yeah.
Mm. I don't know if it was then, now that I think about it. It might not have been MacArthur back then, because MacArthur was yet to be.
Yeah, right. And then, I forget the name of that, those barracks, the name of them in San Pedro, but... And then they'd tell us through the plant, you know, where to go
mm-hmm.
to help.
Oh. Well, now, was there a company newspaper? Or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of it? I've got a couple of copies.
Uh-huh.
I've got a whole sack full of paraphernalia.
Oh, we'll have to
explore it.
Yeah, we're gonna explore that stuff. Yeah.
And they had a cartoon character in it called Willie Wingflap.
Is this the Sky Rider?
Yes.
Because I think
Sky Rider, that's it,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I had a couple of times my name was in it. One time, of course, this was later. This was after I went back the second time.
Uh-huh.
One of the men in our department, I was an inspector.
Uh-huh.
I went back as an inspector the second time after the war
mm-hmm.
for 2 years, and they sent me to school right there, the plant, showed me how to read blueprints. But one of the men, Joe Sanchez, I believe his name was, he had an artificial limb.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in one day on crutches.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What happened, Joe?" And he said, "It just wore out. It was so old."
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be on crutches. And I thought, now that's not fair. He couldn't afford to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
They were about $450. So I talked to some of the other people in the department, and I said, "Why can't we get up a fund and try to get him a new leg?"
Mm-hmm.
So the boss told me that if I go up to labor relations and tell them about it, maybe they could tell me what to do and how to go about it, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, then the union said, whatever you collect will match, and if it isn't enough, we'll make it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we collected almost $500,
mm-hmm.
and I went around other departments and asked
mm-hmm.
people if they, and nearly everybody donated a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So we got enough money to get Joe a new leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he got it, oh, and one man in one of the departments had an artificial leg, and he says, I'll give him an address where to go, and they'll fix him up, which he did. And when he came in one day with his new leg, he said, Marie, I wonder if you would bring in about 6 dozen donuts tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get the commissary to bring in a pot of coffee, and I want anybody that comes in, I want to do this little thing to
mm-hmm.
show my appreciation.
Mm.
So we had coffee and donuts on the trip. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they put a little article in the paper about that.
Yeah.
And then I have another one of the little papers. All the secretaries, all the clerks went mm-hmm. to the Palladium
mm-hmm.
and had a dinner. And a picture of all of us sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that.
That was during the war?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The secretaries and clerks were from North America, and we mm-hmm. got together.
Did things change for you when you became a clerk? I mean, besides being able to dress nice and have the shop pass, was there a sense of being with a different group of people then?
Well, I was really with the same group, because
mm-hmm.
I was right there. It was just elevated 2 steps and a little box
uh-huh.
thing up. And the general foreman sat up there, and the foreman, and I had a little desk up there looking right down into the... It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it very much.
Did the people who had worked on the line feel like you... I mean, was there a...
No, there was no... They didn't feel any jealousy or anything like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started to do it before they even made me the clerk,
mm-hmm.
which helped.
I see.
So... The only change was that I got to sit up there in the little office, and it wasn't closed in, it was just open, you know, and you could see all around.
Now, was on that job, was that the first time you had done any clerical work? I mean, you tell me you were doing it as you went along, you went through some training.
Yes, that was the first time I'd ever done anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I took bookkeeping in high school, but that didn't amount to anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that was the first time, but it was simple, the forms were simple, it was no problem.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about something a little earlier, and I jumped off of it, and I was thinking, I really want to get back. You said something about when you would go to these USO dances, that they would pick people up in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Was that from the plant, or?
Did we meet at the plant? Where did we meet? I can't remember where we met, but I know I remember going in the truck.
Were there people you worked with that you went with?
Or? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And were there any recreational clubs or anything at North America?
Well, if there was, I didn't know about it.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know. There probably was different clubs, because I think in the, what was the name of the paper?
Skywriter.
The Skywriter, it told mm-hmm. about different things. I think it was mostly for men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might have been bowling and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Were there ever any... picnics or anything like that, social things?
Yes, we had a picnic out at, I can't even remember the park, it was out in San Fernando Valley someplace, it was a North American picnic, and
mm-hmm.
I have snapshots of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the gang went out there, but not a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
no.
Did North American ever have anything sort of like an open house or anything like that, where you could,
They did after I left,
mm-hmm.
but not while I was there,
mm-hmm.
no. After the war,
mm-hmm.
not before the war. Not during the war, but after the war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your, you're talking about in 44, it sounds like you had, by the beginning of 44, you were working in this clerical
mm-hmm.
job. What were your thoughts about the future around that time? Did you expect to keep working at North America?
Yeah, I probably thought I would, as long as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pretty good chance, because I'd been there almost from the beginning mm-hmm. of the war. I was really there 4 years, mm-hmm. all through the war. From the time the war started, it started in December, and April I started working, and I didn't leave until the war ended completely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could have stayed, and I probably would have mm-hmm. if I hadn't gotten married. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I did stay for a while until my husband came back. He was an officer in a merchant marine. Mm-hmm. And when he came back in August, mm-hmm. 45. We were married April 45. Uh-huh. And he left and he was gone till August.
How did you meet him?
Well, it was real strange. One of the timekeepers at North American, mm-hmm. whenever he had been my timekeeper in the tube bending department. He was an older man. And I guess he thought I was a pretty nice girl, and he knew a real nice young man that he wanted me to meet. And he says, he's over in Ireland right now. Mm-hmm. But he said, if I give you his address, will you write to him? This gentleman lived, well, he lived in L.A., yeah. But he was a real good friend of my future husband's. So I said, oh, sure, what's the difference? I was writing to several soldiers by then. Mm-hmm. And one more didn't make any difference. So I said, sure, I'll write to him. So I wrote him a letter, and he answered, and he has a terrific sense of humor, and he wrote a terrific letter, mm-hmm. and I was impressed with the letter. Excuse me. But, of course, I didn't see him because he was over there. Mm-hmm. Well, he came back. He was working for Lockheed over there. He'd gone over for Lockheed and was working in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to join the Navy because they wouldn't take him because he wore glasses. And he didn't want to go in the Army, so he joined the Merchant Marine. Mm-hmm. And he went in as an officer, a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And purser and pharmacist is what he was.
But he had training?
He was trained. They sent him to New York, mm-hmm. and he was at Sheepshead Bay, and he learned the pharmacy bit there, because mm-hmm. he could give shots, mm-hmm. things like that, and dish out medicine on the ship. And then they sent him to Catalina Island. Merchant Marine had that. And he finished his training there. And his home was Huntington Park, mm-hmm. California. So one day he thought, I'm going to go up to Redondo Beach and see this divorced gal that wrote to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So one evening, the doorbell rang and there he stood. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, we were married. That was fast, wasn't it? People can't believe that. We've been married 35 years, so I guess it's going to take. But he liked what he saw, uh-huh. and so did I. So at the end of 2 weeks, we were married. And then he left. We were married on Saturday and on Monday. He got on the ship and went to San Francisco, and I got on a bus and went to San Francisco, and we had a week in San Francisco mm-hmm. while the ship was anchored in San Francisco. And then he left and went, and I came back and went to work at North American, and he went to South America. Mm-hmm. And he was gone 3 months. Was it May, June, July, and he came back 1st of August.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you had that week, did you just take a week off from work at North
yes.
America?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did they?
No, they let me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, I had lots of relatives in San Francisco, so it was nice. We mm-hmm. stayed in the St. Francis Hotel, mm-hmm. and that was our honeymoon. Really, it was. And then he left. He was mm-hmm. gone 3 months. So I kept working. And then when he came back, it was just, was it August? The bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he didn't have to go back on the ship. Mm-hmm. And then he was all ready to teach when the war started. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have a chance to. So he applied at different schools, and he was accepted at San Bernardino mm-hmm. High School. Mm-hmm. So we left my mother and my daughter in our house here, mm-hmm. and we went to San Bernardino, and he worked there first semester.
Well, when you
then
were
I had
at North American, did you quit them or did you to go with him? Or?
Oh, I had to, yeah. Uh-huh. I had to terminate. I hated to do it, but I had to.
Uh-huh. So you weren't laid off?
Oh, no, uh-huh. I terminated uh-huh. myself.
Were other people being laid off about that time?
I don't remember anybody being laid off. Mm-hmm. No.
So that hadn't happened yet?
No.
Uh-huh. So when you were back before you got married to him, and when the war was starting to change, I mean, things like with Europe and things like that, did you think that you would still have a job after the war was over?
I don't think I really thought about it. I think I hoped that I would.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, because we didn't think they'd be making that many planes after the war and that they wouldn't need that many workers. But I'd been there so long that I was pretty sure that they still needed a clerk out in the plant, and they were still making some planes, so I figured that I'd probably still have a job.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have been laid off, I don't think.
So you thought your job that you had...
If I hadn't married, I think I'd still be there.
Yeah.
Because it was a good place to work.
Uh-huh.
Getting back to this timekeeper at North American, he stood up for us. he was thrilled. He'd been a long-distance runner, and my husband was a runner, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very good friends, and he was... I think he was 93 when he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the 70s when he stood up for us.
Mm.
I thought that would be nice. My husband wanted him to, so.
How did your mother feel about you getting married?
Oh, thrilled, because everybody liked him.
Oh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
No problem.
Uh-huh.
No. And then he was ready to teach. He had a good profession to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Had you thought that you would go back to work?
No, not at that time.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't want to. He wanted children.
Mm-hmm.
So after I had two children, I did go back to North America.
Okay. Let's save that for the
for later.
Third interview.
Yeah. That's right, because that's after.
Stage.
Yeah, right.
But when you're at the end of the war, though, you're not really thinking about working. You're thinking of living with him in San Bernardino and...
Yeah.
And,
being a wife and maybe a mother, future mother, I wanted another child.
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy to be a housewife. However, I went to work down there in a department store for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've never been lazy in my life.